My 5-year-old and I spend a lot of time sitting in nature with his bug kits and a picnic, and it gives us time to talk about life and lifestyles. He knows his mum has cancer, and he knows that the cancer will be in my body for the rest of my life, just moving to different places. And each time it does, we get more medicine, and hopefully it will go away for a long time in between. But we also know that my prognosis is poor, and we need to balance the two.
Hi, I'm Willow Belden, and you're listening to Out There, the podcast that explores big questions through intimate stories outdoors. This is a special bonus episode where we're introducing our first cohort of Out There ambassadors. Our ambassadors are listeners who are volunteering their time to help spark conversations amongst the Out There community and introduce the show to new listeners. So today, I want to let each of them tell you a little bit about themselves. I asked them each to make a short recording talking about their hopes, their dreams, their struggles, etc. Basically, I want to let you get to know the real people behind the beautiful Instagram posts. Their stories are real and vulnerable and sad and beautiful. And if you're not in tears by the end of this episode, consider me surprised. Our first ambassador is Stacia Bennett. She grew up on a farm, which she says gave her a profound appreciation for the land. Stacia studied agriculture in college, then went back to grad school and became a teacher, and most recently, she's back in school yet again, this time for nursing. Her goal is to be able to travel full-time as a nurse after she graduates.
Probably my biggest personal challenge has been that I have battled being overweight for as long as I can remember. I was always a chubby kid, even though I was really active. I played some sports whenever I was younger, and I was really involved in equestrian and other agricultural pursuits as a teenager and into my early college years. But I've never been able to shed those extra pounds, and that is something that has always kind of, it's just always on my mind. Like, it's always something that I'm thinking about or something that I feel like could be better. I got involved with long distance hiking about 5 years ago, and that really changed everything that I thought about my body. It changed everything that I thought was true about people who are fat or people who are overweight or people who have chronic diseases. It kind of proved to me through my two long distance hiking endeavors, both attempted through hikes of the Appalachian Trail that lasted about 700 miles each. That proved to me that my body can do really hard things and that I'm capable of more than I ever gave this body credit for. The outdoors is for everybody, regardless of their age, regardless of their size or weight, their financial status, their skin color, their gender identity. The outdoors is for all of us, and I want to see the outdoors become a place that is accessible for everyone. Another idea that is kind of always on the forefront of my mind is that women are allowed to travel and adventure solo. And I get a lot of pushback, especially it seems a lot of times from older women, about traveling solo and spending time alone, especially in the outdoors. I'm hoping that my ambassadorship with Out There podcast can help increase the visibility of these things in the outdoor community and maybe start making strides toward creating an equally accessible and safe place in the outdoors for all people.
Hey there, we're the Non-Binary Nomads. My name is Max.
Hi, I'm Jay.
So this year in June, we got engaged. Some of our hopes and dreams include our wedding.
Saving up for an RV, which is also our future house. We're planning on hiking the JMT this upcoming summer and hopefully going to hike part of the PCT for our honeymoon.
I, in the past and currently, deal with depression and anxiety on pretty much a daily basis. A lot of that stems from a constant battle I have with myself and with others about my gender. I consider myself non-binary right now, and I use they and them pronouns, Jay as well.
From a young age, I had a lot of body image issues, probably stemming from my, from gender issues. So from about age 11 or 12, I started to develop anorexia, and I was practicing or having the habits of an anorexic solidly from 12, probably all the way to 30. So solidly through my 20s, doing pretty good now. But backpacking has really helped out with that. It kind of lets me count calories, but in a productive way. I have to make sure I get in enough food so that I don't feel terrible during the hikes or starve or lose weight during the hikes. So it helps me focus on those things that are more important rather than calories in, calories out for weight loss.
I, you know, was taught that I needed a 9-to-5 and to make a name for myself, and I really don't want to do that. But by not doing that and not participating to the fullest extent, I feel like I'm letting my parents down, and my siblings even, and the people that care about me. Making money and having a big kid job, as I call it, they're just not things that I want to do. But that's really hard to explain to my friends and my family, and they're just difficult. I think a lot of people deal with that, but at the end of the day, I just want to be my happiest self.
I have really bad social anxiety, and that kind of affects pretty much my everyday life, and it really affects my job, and I hate my job, and I also really dislike talking about my job because I know I'm torn. I know I should be grateful that I have this thing that helps me, you know, pay for stuff like a roof over my head and food and our trips, but I get disrespected very often, and it's just not a job that I feel that I can be proud of. I didn't finish my college degree, so I am not necessarily happy with where I am.
The outdoors seems to fix all of my problems. I go outdoors and I feel less depressed and less anxious, and it gives me a sense of hope. Our most passionate topic, since we are queer and non-binary, is that there's a lack of queer presence in the outdoors.
So we wanted to use our presence on social media to motivate people in the queer community to try to enjoy nature, and we're hoping to connect with more people through this podcast.
Hi, I'm Alexandra, or Alex for short. Alexandra always feels super, super formal, and I'm so excited to be one of the newest Out There podcast ambassadors. I grew up in Los Angeles, so I literally didn't go camping for the first time until I was like 16. But after that first time, I was hooked. I ended up moving to Montana, and my husband and I lived in a tent in Glacier Park for the first 3 months of our relationship. Anyway, I digress. It wasn't until I had my second son that it became so obvious why the outdoors matters so much to me, and that's because I had crippling postpartum, the kind of postpartum that's dark and scary that you don't want to share with anybody because it hurts and you're embarrassed. And I found myself receding farther and farther inside of myself and indoors. I'll never forget, it was one spring and my oldest son came in and said, "Mama, I think we go on a walk." And we got outside with my baby in the carrier and my son next to me, and all of a sudden it was like the light pierced through again, and we started walking all the time, and it was hard to get my son in the carrier, and it was chaos, and sometimes the walk was only 10 minutes long, and it started to be that the pieces that had been broken started to come back together. It's become apparent to me that the outdoors plays such an integral role in my mental health, and as an ambassador, what I want to do is start those conversations, have that dialogue about those things like that make people maybe uncomfortable, inclusivity and body positivity and mental health and maternal health and all of these little pieces of things that when brought together kind of fill a big puzzle board.
Hello, all of you lovely Out There podcast listeners. My name is Tess Lee, and I am beyond thrilled and excited to be part of the Out There podcast ambassador program. I run a little Instagram page that I started about 4 years ago after the birth of my son. I was 30 years old, and I live in Melbourne, Australia, and I've been working as a police officer for 6 years at that stage. And I was very strung out and exhausted after years of shift work. And I just lost contact with a lot of my family and friends and was very disconnected to who I was as a person. It was the first time in years that I'd gotten off the crazy work-life treadmill and taken time to just be. And that being resulted in a complete existential crisis, I suppose, of postnatal anxiety. And to this day, postnatal anxiety was the hardest, most isolating, scary experiences of my life. It's a very, very, very real mental issue facing so many mothers throughout the world. And first and foremost, I just want to say, any mum listening to this who feels not quite right after having a baby, just know you're not alone. It's so hard. It's really hard, but I was lucky to get through mine in the strangest of ways, I suppose. My little bubba and I, when my husband was at work, we found our garden. And I grew this love of permaculture, of growing our own food, of being in nature outside. And the more time that we spent growing our small garden and picking and eating our own produce, the more time that we began spending in bigger gardens and the national parks and the great outdoors, and I began following some incredible Instagram accounts like the Born Wild Project and Hike It Baby and Tiny Big Adventure, and they all taught me that you can get outside with your children and have these incredible adventures and all survive, which from my mantle of postnatal anxiety and not wanting to leave the house was this complete epiphany. By the time I fell pregnant with my second son, I was a complete nature junkie and totally obsessed. And so it was a shock halfway through my pregnancy to be diagnosed with very, very, very aggressive breast cancer. And our world fell to pieces. A little known fact is that it's actually completely safe to receive chemotherapy through pregnancy. And I'm obviously very grateful for that. So 2 surgeries and chemotherapy throughout the rest of our pregnancy. We induced my baby. He was prem, so he had a lot of complications to do with that, not actually the cancer. But while he was in NICU, we found a lot more cancer. So then began the fight for what is now my life. In the past 2.5 years, I've undergone 8 invasive surgeries, 20 procedures, 50, more than 50, chemotherapies, 50 radiotherapies, immunotherapies, countless prods and pokes and scrapes and wee tests and lots of less glamorous things. I'm clinically classed as disabled due to the extensive side effects of my treatment. And you can hear in my voice at the moment that it's hard for me to speak all the time. But yet, in the last 2 years, I have hiked more mountains, ridden more horses, paddleboarded more seas, camped in more places, adventured with more experiences than I ever have in my life. And I have, without a doubt, had the best 2 years of my life, in spite of cancer. But in the last 6 weeks, my health has deteriorated really rapidly. I've got extensive brain, lungs and spinal metastases, and they've stopped me from being able to be very physically active at all. In fact, in that time, my muscle mass has just taken a massively sharp turn, and I'm actually really quite surprised with how much strength I've lost, how quickly. I'm gaining energy every day, but I suppose the thing about chronic illness is that what your normal version is one day, the next day it can just be gone. And coinciding with that change in health was my ambassadorship with the Out There podcast, which is a hilarious kismet for someone who loves to talk, and now I can't because I cough a lot and you can hear how rattly my voice is. You might even be able to hear my wonderful machine in the background, which gives me oxygen 24/7. And here I was hoping to bring this Australian accent to this amazing podcast, and I've been thwarted a little bit. But the reason why I so desperately wanted to be an ambassador for this podcast is that I really believe passionately about the roles of adventure through adversity. Regardless of whether that adversity, like me, is a chronic illness or a physical mobility issue, but also things like, you know, mental health issues like my postnatal anxiety or domestic violence or just a personal crisis that you've gone through, I believe so heavily in the role that nature and the wild and being around living things can heal you. It's not going to heal your cancer. It's not going to fix your Huntington's. It's not going to make you not have MS. But it's the deeper part that is so profound. It's a place for everyone. And my five-year-old and I spend a lot of time sitting in nature with his bug kits and a picnic. And it gives us time to talk about life and lifestyles. We talk about the cycles of life. He knows his mum has cancer, and he knows that the cancer will be in my body for the rest of my life, just moving to different places. And each time it does, we get more medicine, and hopefully it will go away for a long time in between, because we live in hope for a miracle. But we also know that my prognosis is poor, and we need to balance the two. When we're spending those times in nature, though, we look at the leaves on the ground, and we look at the parts of the trees that have fallen off and are no longer needed. We look at the bugs that have died because that's the end of their life cycle. We talk about the ants that we accidentally stepped on and how sad it is they didn't get to say goodbye to their mummy and daddy. We sit on logs that have died, of trees that have died years ago, but they still give life and a home and purpose to the world. So we just spend a lot of time observing lifestyles and how without them, the world wouldn't be the beautiful place it is today. And it's remarkable seeing firsthand the gift and the peace that that has given him. The two-year-old doesn't get that part, but our five-year-old does. And he accepts that everything has a life cycle, bugs, plants, and people too. And he accepts that nature has to keep moving, otherwise the world would be too crowded. He knows our scraps of food go to the worms who make the poo that feed our plants so that we can eat. And he does this because we spend time in the wild. We bushwalk and we camp and we paddleboard every weekend in summer and we snorkel, and the world to our little family, it is out there. My cancer's taught us not to hesitate. My health can turn on an absolute dime at any minute, and we've had so many instances of this over the past 2.5 years. So we're really open to our family and friends, and we just say, we don't need money, we don't need things, we just love adventuring, and we've got a bucket list that's local and international, from one-nighters to weekers to amazing plans in Norway if my health ever turns around. And we live by that list. So our weekends now go like this. How are you feeling? Yep, good. Want to go camping? Yep. And then we have an amazing list of family friends who help make it happen. We've managed to create this incredible community of people around us who love adventuring like us, and we don't have the luxury to overthink it anymore. We don't have the luxury to wonder if the toddler's going to sleep, or if it means my husband will be tired at work on Monday, or even if we can be bothered, because time is just this precious commodity and we don't waste a moment now, but nor do our family or friends. We opened our hearts, we shown our vulnerability, We reached out when we need it and we said, we love you all. We want to spend time with you. We don't need diamonds or new cars. We just want you guys to share these experiences with us. And cancer or not, our life is, without a shadow of doubt, the happiest it has ever been.
A huge thank you to our ambassadors, Stacia Bennett, Max Crooks, Jay Groves, Alex Moritz-Hansen, and Tess Lay for sharing their stories. You can follow each of them on social media by heading over to our website, outtherepodcast.com, and clicking on the About tab. Each month, our ambassadors are focusing on a different theme, and this month, the theme is My Body Can. They're sharing stories, photos, and thoughts on the theme via various social media channels. We would love for you to weigh in on the conversation as well. Just use the hashtag MyBodyCan when you post. That's it for this episode. Our marketing and business development director is Alex Eggerking. Laura Johnston heads up our ambassador program. And our theme music was written by Jared Arnold. Have a beautiful day. Be bold. Go outside. And find your dreams.